646, 1320 WILS. I want to talk about the state representative Brian Banks of the 1st District. He today pleaded guilty to misdemeanor charges of filing false financial statements and resigned his seat. My next guest is ready to step in. Pamela Saucy ran for the 1st District seat, and she is here joining us, Attorney Pamela Saucy. Pamela, great to have you on WILS.
Thank you for having me. Good evening to everyone. How's everyone doing?
Good. Yeah, I remember when you were running, you actually didn't like Brian Banks. You had some personal interactions with him. What do you think about his resignation today?
I mean, I'm really glad that he didn't drag the constituents of District 1 through a lengthy felony trial. I mean, we're really ready to have some representation in this side of town. We have an empty chair right now in Lansing. And so someone needs to step in so that we have a voice for the constituents.
What's the process of getting that seat filled then?
Well, we're waiting for the governor to call a special election. And tomorrow I'm going down to the Wayne County building to file my application to run for the 2018 cycle. Mm-hmm. And I've been planning on doing that. And then today happened. So as soon as the governor calls the special election, I'll be running in that as well.
I'm curious because his attorney said Bill Schuette was politically motivated to go after Brian Banks, the credit union where he filed this false financial statement. They never called the police. Do you agree that it was politically motivated?
I mean, I really have no knowledge of it being politically motivated or not. I mean, the bottom line is a crime was committed and the attorney general decided to charge him. That is what his job is in the state. And I think it's kind of ironic that the investigation was actually started through a Democratic administration. So,
and now you want to go to the House. You're a Democrat yourself, right? What do you think of the dynamics right now? As you know, you come in as a very small minority.
I mean, I've been a Democrat since I'm born and raised Democrat. My family work for the auto industry, so I've always been a proponent of representing the people and not working so much to get our own political agendas passed, but to literally make sure that we have issues being addressed that are affecting our community. And we've been neglected for 4 years. We've had a representative who's been more concerned about keeping his butt out of hot water than getting stuff done for the people of District 1,
What is that district? What areas does that cover, the 1st District?
So the 1st District is the east side of Detroit. It's Harper Woods, Grosse Pointe Woods, and Grosse Pointe Shores. It's a very diverse district. And the bottom line is a lot of people in our district really need assistance from the government, and we don't have anyone to do anything for them right now. Mm-hmm. We have no voice. Literally, there's an empty chair in Lansing.
Really, what is it they need to get from? You're talking about state government, right?
Yeah. We need to have.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. We need to make sure that we do have a voice in Lansing for our district. We've had no bills passed out of our district in the 4 years that Brian's been in office. We've got major issues with infrastructure, with businesses leaving our community, people not having homes. There's a lot of meat that can be dealt with, a lot of substance that can be dealt with.
Yeah. Are there any statewide policies you want to see pursued in Lansing?
Revenue sharing is a big issue that I want to have addressed in Lansing. That my platform hasn't changed. The issues that I ran on before are the issues that really need to be addressed in Lansing that haven't been addressed. Infrastructure. We see what's going on the east side with the sinkholes that is only spreading. Okay. We don't have the legislation to allow for new technology to be developed. So,
what about local funds for those kinds of things? Are they there too?
Well, our side of town was eligible for grants in the past. When I was running, we were eligible for grant money. Right now, I mean, times change, and that grant money, I don't know if it's still available, but we didn't have anyone work on it when the time was ripe.
Now, when you ran 2016, was it Brian Banks? Was he your main opponent at that time then?
Yes. There were other individuals running in the race, but my major competition was Brian Banks.
Okay.
And he is a neighbor. He was a neighbor of mine.
You're anticipating to win this special election then?
I mean, I'm anticipating fighting and campaigning as hard as I did during the primary election. So I don't do anything with a grain of salt. I was in it to win it then, and I'm in it to win it now. And it's really about my community members. It's about the people. It's not about me.
Right. Pamela Saucy, attorney and candidate for the 1st District in Detroit. The rep there today, Brian Banks, resigning his seat after pleading guilty to misdemeanor charges involving filing false financial statements. Pamela, thank you for joining us on WILS.
Thank you so much. You have a great evening.
You too. Thank you.